This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance for us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Those divine attributes which the believers in a living God always ascribe to him. That is the ending of an important sentence in his second inaugural address, talking about the cause of the Civil War and its long suffering. Now, the divine attribute that Lincoln has in mind here is from his quote from the Bible, from the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, verse 9, that says, "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Why is Lincoln talking about all this stuff? It is very unusual what Lincoln is doing in his speech, marking his re-election as president. Important, and shows us a lot about his spiritual life. The short of it is that Lincoln is not only using the word God, he is making a major theological interpretation of history. He is not just trying to get the evangelical vote. He doesn't need any more votes. He is marking the end of the Civil War and the beginning of his second term as president. He uses the word God 14 times in this speech, and the speech is only 701 words long. It lasted 5 to 6 minutes. God is not somebody or a word that presidents use a lot in such speeches up until that time. In fact, I believe only John Quincy Adams, our best educated and fourth president, had ever used it before, and he only once. Had Lincoln gone off the deep end here? God, God, God. Well, yes, he has. He has gone off the political rails and onto the wheels of the chariots of fire that lift up to heaven. He is willing and able to talk about ultimate truth, not just not fake truth, but ultimate truth, God's truth, as to why we have had this terrible civil war and for so long. So in Lincoln's situation, in his time in history, it was a very unusual thing for him to do, to talk about God this way. But he had to get something off his mind and into the people's mind, and he had been meditating on this in anguish for several years. This war, why God, why? And in our historical situation, it is also increasingly unusual to talk about God, either politically or socially. The word and the name of God have been used for some of the most ill-reputed things a nation can do. Both sides in the world wars have used the name of God. Think of Bob Dylan's song, Masters of War, with God on their side. And as Lincoln points out, both sides of the Civil War invoke the same name of God. So we are cynical and easily dismiss the lack of logic that God could be on two different sides at the same time. Lincoln dismisses that too. But he still carries on with this God talk. Now, not only are we easily cynical about politicians using the name of God, people don't talk about God much at all anyway. 6 out of every 10 people in a recent survey talk about God only twice a year. Only 7% of the people reported recently in the New York Times talk about God regularly at all. That's 93% who don't. People are afraid of arguments, of politicized talk, of not wanting to appear weird or religious or just plain extreme. In fact, over the last 500 years, the use of religious words has fallen off by 50%. Words like love and patience and gentleness and faithfulness, modesty, kindness, thankfulness have half the shelf life they used to have. In his second inaugural address here, he is drawing a spiritual conversation with America to an end. He wants people to know what he has come to know and believe, that it is God's justice that is worked out on the anvil of history. After the speech, Lincoln was frantic to know what Frederick Douglass, the great black leader, thought of his speech. Douglass was prevented from entering the White House reception, being a black man, but Lincoln waved him in through a window doorway and asked Douglass what he thought, and Douglass said it was a sacred effort, and Lincoln was pleased. So may we try from time to time to engage in spiritual conversations, as did Lincoln, and speak of divine attributes, God's light, to light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, A Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.